a person small and emaciated, yet deriving dignity from a carriage, which, while it indicated deference to the court, indicated also habitual self-possession and self-respect. A high and intellectual forehead, a brow pensive but not gloomy, a mouth of inflexible decision, a face pale and worn but serene, on which a great and well-balanced mind was legibly written. Such was the aspect with which the great proconsul presented himself to his judges. The charges and the answers of Hastings were first read. This ceremony occupied 2 whole days. On the 3rd, Burke rose. 4 sittings of the court were occupied by his opening speech, which was intended to be a general introduction to all the charges. With an exuberance of thought and a splendor of diction, which more than satisfied the highly raised expectations of the audience, he described the character and institutions of the natives of India, recounted the circumstances in which the Asiatic Empire of Britain had originated, and set forth the constitution of the Company and of the English presidencies.